When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 65, How to Change or Build Your Career and Seeking Inspiration by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friends? You are listening to OLD, which stands for Optimal Living Daily, and I'm Justin Mollick, the socially anxious serial entrepreneur that does not make money from this podcast. And it's Sivers Sunday again. I feel like I just recorded an episode of Sivers Sunday. Time is flying. Anyway, just a note, if you are not on my weekly newsletter, you will not be in the drawing to win a book tomorrow. I'm giving away the book titled Relax in a Minute. So if you want it, hop on my free weekly newsletter and you'll be automatically entered to win. To get in, just text the word OPTIMAL to 44222 and you can join the email list or you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com. And while you're there, if you'd like to help keep this podcast alive, you can become a patron of the show there too. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com. So let's get to these two posts from Derek Sivers, who has been an inspiration to me for a long time. If you don't know who Derek Sivers is and why he's an inspiration, check out episode 44. That one goes over all that stuff. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Change or Build Your Career by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. I get emails from many people wanting to change or build their career. I always recommend the best book on the subject, So Good They Can't Ignore You, by Cal Newport. Here are a few of its best points. Forget passion and purpose. Forget, quote, follow your passion or, quote, find your true calling. Stop thinking like that. Here's why. Words like passion and purpose are dangerous because they sound huge and romantic. If you think you haven't found your passion yet, you're probably expecting it to be overwhelming, to hit you like lightning. Looking for your passion, purpose, or calling is an example of the fixed mindset. You're assuming that this is an inherent and unchanging thing inside of you, like trying to read your DNA or blood type. But you won't find passion and purpose there because that's not where those feelings come from. Passion and purpose are emotions that come after expertise and experience. The way to get them is to commit to the path of mastery, get great at something, and do great work. So instead of looking for passion and purpose, just keep mastering whatever work you've started, becoming more and more valuable in your field. Passion and purpose will follow a great career. Great careers are only for the rare and valuable. Think of what makes a great career. Good pay, room to grow, freedom and control, positive impact, emotionally rewarding. Jobs like this are rare and valuable. A great career isn't something you find, it's something you earn when you've got rare and valuable skills to offer in return. In other words, you can only earn a great career by building your expertise and experience. Solution: focus on the craft, not passion. The solution to this problem is what's called, quote, the craftsman's path, the long-term path to mastery. Everyone who became great at something has a similar story. For years, they worked on their craft every day, even if they weren't in the mood, always pushing, practicing, working, and improving. It doesn't matter if you're feeling passionate about it that day or even that month, you keep working and keep improving. It doesn't matter whether your work environment is ideal or you're being wonderfully rewarded yet, you keep working and keep improving. Yes, it takes thousands of hours of practice, but that's good news. It's a clear path and it's under your control. Instead of dwelling on unanswerable questions like, quote, what is my true calling? You forget the self-centered concerns about your passion and purpose, and instead just keep improving and getting really damn good. It doesn't matter if your current job isn't perfect. You just keep improving no matter where you are, becoming more and more valuable. By building your skills, experience, and value, you earn a great career. By building your skills, experience, and value, passion and purpose come to you. By building your skills, experience, and value, you are building your career capital. Career capital, use it to make a change. Career capital is a metaphor. Think of it like gold tokens you're earning over years of building your expertise, experience, connections, and reputation. The important point is to remember how valuable it is. When you want to make a change to your career, you spend this career capital you've earned. But if you're really sick of your current field and want to switch to another field, don't just quit and throw away all the career capital you built up. If you're thinking of quitting your job to follow your passion, please don't miss this point. Think of ways you can use the value you've built up to make the transition to another field. Like Tarzan, use your connections, reputation, experience, and expertise to transition into a better situation in the new field before leaving the old one. Realize the career capital you've built up already and don't just throw it away. Starting from scratch? If you're starting from scratch anyway, jump into any growing field and start building your skills, expertise, connections, and reputation. Pick a niche and dominate it. If you have no ideas, check out this list of what startup investors want to invest in. And JWT's Things to Watch is always fun and inspiring. Read so good they can't ignore you. The ideas here are just a little incomplete intro into an amazing book. So Good They Can't Ignore You by Cal Newport is the best I've ever read on the subject of building or changing your career. I just searched my email outbox and found that I've personally recommended it to people over 92 times in the past 2 years. If this subject interests you at all, please get and read the full book, not just my summary. Seeking Inspiration by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. The word inspiration usually means something that mentally stimulates you. But inspiration also means to breathe in. The meanings poetically combine when you think of yourself breathing in thoughts, filling your body with ideas. But don't forget to breathe out. Some people watch hundreds of TED Talks looking for inspiration. Tech entrepreneurs visit Hacker News every few hours looking for new inspiration. Musicians, writers, artists, and everyone else all scouring the world for inspiration, breathing in and in and in and in. Yet most of them aren't feeling inspired enough. They're looking for more, thinking something else out there will truly inspire them. Want to know why? Because nothing is truly inspiring unless you apply it to your work. Work meaning your life's output, whether creative, business, or personal. In other words, your work itself is the inspiration. You may hear something or see something that gives you a new idea, but it's only when you stop and think of your work through this new perspective that you actually jump up and go turn the idea into reality. That's the real inspiration that everyone is looking for. The inspiration is not the receiving of information. The inspiration is applying what you've received. People think that if they keep reading articles, browsing books, listening to talks, or meeting people, that they're going to suddenly get inspired. But constantly seeking inspiration is anti-inspiring. You have to pause the input and focus on your output. For every bit of inspiration, use it and amplify it by applying it to your work. Then you'll finally feel the inspiration you've been looking for. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. You just listened to the posts titled How to Change or Build Your Career and Seeking Inspiration, both by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. Another two posts that I love from Derek's blog. He's such a unique guy. I want to be friends with him. And again, if you want to learn more about him and my random connections to him, check out episode 44. Another one to check out would be episode 21, where I read from theminimalist.com, because the author he mentions in the first post, Cal Newport, is an author that Joshua interviews in the post I read to you back in episode 21. And it talks about the same topic, following your passion being not the best advice. So that's just another episode you might want to check out. And one last time, if you want to be in the drawing to win a free book tomorrow, you got to join my free weekly newsletter today. And you can do that by texting the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, or you can join through my site, oldpodcast.com, where you can also choose to contribute to the podcast to keep this thing going. But I think that's enough for today. I like to keep things minimal around here when possible. And speaking of, tomorrow is Minimalist Monday. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.